Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, in order to remember the joy of being, not to worry about old issues, not to worry about present issues, but to be in the place of joy and love with each other. Very much the love that you are. Challenges, yes. Wonderful, wonderful challenges. You have been having to jump up and over all kinds of challenges in order to remember who you are, because you have decreed, you said with the decision to come on the cruise, I want to know something new. I want to have new adventure. And even if you have been on cruises before, each cruise is different. You may have expectations from cruises you've been on before, but that does not mean that what you experience in this cruise is going to be the same. And truly, you have found already it is not the same as other cruises. When you are hearing the sounds that could be distracting, when you are feeling that you have to make choice as to where you will put your attention, that is all very good, because you have decreed that you want to be able to focus on the here and now. And in truth, it is most humorous, because many, many years ago, 2000 and some in your timing, when I stood upon the mountainside and I spoke to you, there were those of you in the, quote, audience who were hecklers, believe it or not. Imagine that. And you made challenges for the ones around you who wanted to hear what I was saying, and yet you kept up a discourse of speaking or yelling certain questions to me, various things, so that you were a bit on the side of hecklers. And you were very good at it. So now you get a chance to experience, I want to hear what is going on. There is noise in the background. There is sound in the background. I'm aware of that, but I'm not focusing on it. And you aren't. When you had the story of the raccoons, that's right where your attention was. You were listening to the story and what's going to happen with this story. And in this time, as we are speaking with you, you are going to be having an experience of the now, of coming to a place of knowing how happy you are to be together. You have made trek, you have made all the arrangements, and there were many arrangements that you had to make in order to be here. And you did it. You said, I am going to go. I'm going to start packing early because I'm going to affirm that I am going. And many of you knew that you wanted very strongly to be here, even though it might not be easy to do. Some of you wondered where the golden coins come from. I know that many of you wondered that question. And yet, they came as they were needed, and here you are. You came ostensibly to hear what I would share with you, but as I have told you many other times, I do not share with you anything that you do not already know. For what I do is I speak as the one that we are. I go deep within your mind and your heart, and I bring forth that which you already know, but that which you want to be reminded of. So I bring that forth in words. But already you know everything that would be said. You have found acceptance. With me, of course, always, I accept you, I love you, I walk with you, I walk as you. But you have found acceptance with the brothers and sisters, with your friends, who, as you have heard, have gathered here from all over parts of, geographical parts of this continent. And your message that you are feeling and knowing, resonating with, goes out even further than the geographic points on our Holy Mother Earth. You have impact, as has been said to you already. Your light, your vibration, goes out and touches ones that you may never see with the physical eyes, and yet the heart touches heart to heart, and there is an upliftment that happens. Now, you heard it said that for the first time in recent memory, humankind has come up into a place of wanting to know who and what you are, to know the divine child that you are, the divinity of you. It is a remembering, because truly when you walked the lands that you are beginning to see on either side of this great ship, when you walked in Lemuria and you knew the simplicity of life itself and oneness with the waves, with the creatures that swim in the water, with the creatures that walk on land and call you brother, the furry ones that are little, the furry ones that are big, the ones that fly in the air. You knew your oneness with them, and it was great rejoicing to be incarnate and to have that knowing of oneness with them. But with the desire to experience challenges, to experience drama, to experience that which is unlike love, you decided, not all at once, because it was a process, to bring forth the male energy, dominant energy, that has led you to a very deep, dark place. And you are now, not only in this lifetime, but some lifetimes previous, have made the decision to come up higher, to come into light, to bring the light that you do remember at a very deep level, and to bring it forth again. And that is what is happening in this time. The past 5 decades, there has been a great change in the amount of light upon our Holy Mother Earth and within your hearts that you are allowing to have it come forth. Yes, there have still been wars. Yes, there are still wars going on, battles of brother against brother and sister against sister. Not so much the sisters, but definitely the brothers, as they are still living out the drama of the male energy. But there are sisters who live in the male energy as well, and you know that. I do not have to tell you. You are coming now because you have come to be together. You are coming as a group and as an evolutionary body to the place where you are experiencing, not just hoping for, not just praying for, but experiencing how it feels to open the heart and know that you are safe with other ones in the heart. That is what you have been doing with your partners and with other ones that you have seen on this cruise ship, ones that you may not know their names, but you have passed them in the hallways and you have felt a resonance with them. And you're saying, the separated ego says to you, well, you don't know them. And yet, at a deeper level, you do know them. It is not by accident that any of you are on this ship together at this time. Even the ones who think they are just here for a vacation, for a good time, a few days apart from the world, and to play, they are your brothers and sisters as well, and you do recognize them as you see them. And you look into their eyes and you say hi to them, hello. How goes it with you? And they may look a bit strange and say, okay, yes. But truly at the heart level, you do know them. It is not by accident that they are here with you. So you can feel free to engage other ones with a smile, with words of greeting, if you wish, because truly they have been with you in other lifetimes. They are not truly strangers to you, even though they may not be in the same grouping as you call yourself. Long time ago, as you measure the linear history, you walked upon the lands of Lemuria. You swam in the water. You fished, but not the way masculine energy fishes. You said to the fish, my body needs sustenance. Let us be one. And the fish came to you. The same with the fruits of the bushes and trees. You put out your hand and you said, let me share the oneness of life, and the fruit would fall into your hand. You knew the language of loving life. And that is what you are now remembering. It is seemingly a miracle when that happens. Something falls at your feet. Wow. How did that happen? You called it forth. From the deep recesses of memory of oneness, you are calling forth miracles, seemingly, and you will continue to do this for the rest of this lifetime. You will be calling forth that which you need. You will stretch out your hand, and whatever you need will be there, because you know your oneness with life. And it may come to you through another brother or sister gifting you. It may come as you go to your various, what you call the stores that sell items that you need, and you may give the golden coins over. But it is a process of remembering, reigniting that knowing of oneness, that knowing of miracles, as you will call them, yet. And yet, you will look at it and you will say, I did call that forth, otherwise it would not have happened. The same as the decision to come on this cruise to be with this group. You called it forth. You said, it is possible. Seems to be a bit difficult. I'll wait a little while and see if I'm supposed to go. I'll wait a little while and see if I can fill out the registration form. Maybe. And I know that for some of you who are not exercised in the ways of the internet, the online registration, the questions, where do I click with my mouse? And you found it. You found out how to do it. And there was a great feeling of achievement that said, hey, I have moved into the technological world, the creative world that seemingly others are providing for me. But truly, you are participating in it, and you are getting faster, more knowledgeable with all of the creative achievements that ones are bringing forth in technology. And so, here you are to celebrate, for this is truly a week of celebration. A week of celebrating knowing that you are doing that which you wanted to do, to come awake. You have already awakened the spark within you, and it is growing. That is my gospel, your gospel, the good news. Now there is light in the areas of land and water that you are going to be coming very close to on the morrow, on the next few days. Again, it is not by accident that you chose to come into this area at this time. And we are going to be allowing the light that you have sealed to come out, to be visibly seen with the physical eyes. It will surprise you. And to be known at the heart level. You are going to feel lighter this week. You are going to know by the end of this week that you have participated in bringing forth more light. Now, what happens on the human level when you bring forth light? It shows up more darkness. It shows up the shadows. It shows up the dust and the things that have been hidden in the corners. So you may find that some of the old issues that you wanted to have dead and buried may come up to look you in the face, and you will laugh at them. You will say, okay, there you are. I shine my light on you. Poof, you are gone. And it will, because you are the master decreeing that nothing and no one has power over you. But as you bring forth the awareness of more light, it is possible that some of the things that have been hidden in the darkness may come up and say, how do you feel about me now? And so you look at it and say, okay, I have had you hidden for a long time, but you know, you are my creation. And if you are my creation, you have to be of the light. And in that moment, it will turn to light. I give you my word on that. You can trust it. So if anything that seemingly appears as dark comes to you, anything that would feel like it wanted to drag you down, you laugh at it, first of all, because it has no power. It is your creation, and it has no power over you. You laugh at it, and it will turn to light. I expect to hear a lot of laughter. And I know you can do that. I expect to hear a lot of laughter. Even if you have been of the type that will have to dot every I and cross every T and make sure everything is right, you can laugh at any little bit of darkness that might pop its head up, and it will disappear into light. I give you my word. Christ honor. Yes. And cross my heart. Yes. Very good. So you have that to look forward to on the morrow. In the evening, we will do a bit of the energy work and the energy movement so that the light can be released. And then in the following morning, when you look out, everything will appear differently to you. If it does not on the next morning, don't worry about it. Sometimes there is a delayed response depending on your seeing, how you individually see things. Don't get on your own case and judge. If you look out and everything looks the same, well, in truth, it's not going to. But if there should be a tendency to look out and say, well, it looks the same as it did yesterday, that is okay too, because sometimes the greatest awareness comes later after you return to your dwelling place. And when you get back to your own geographical dwelling place, after this week of having been together, your dwelling place and the surroundings are going to look different to you. They have to, because you will have changed. So, I want you to know that ahead of time. Truly, we have spoken of the fact that you are making a hologram, your reality. You are bringing forth that which is divinely set to allow you to come into the place of saying, it is okay. That is why you have been seeing the seeming glitches in what looked on paper to be very easy to do, very easy schedule, everything should fit in. Well, you've had challenges. You've had to be very good at being flexible and knowing the divine order of everything, knowing that the divine order rests within you, not with what is going on around you anywhere, but within yourself. And to know that the more it pushes against you, the more you know your power. Because again, as you will bring forth the light, as you will ask to know the light, the little niggly bits are going to come forth to seemingly trip you up until you say, whoa, wait a minute, I can step over that. That's just a challenge. And it's a small one at that. And as you look at it, what does it matter? What matters is your peace. And yes, it may disturb your peace for a moment or so. You may get into a real place of, that shouldn't. Oh, that word. That shouldn't be happening. This is a divine group that's come together, and the words that Jeshua is going to be speaking are most important, and there is a most wonderful schedule set out so that we should be able to eat and be finished early and get along with the schedule, all in great order. Well, you're always in good order. Doesn't really matter what the clock says. That's an artificial creation. And you are not ruled by the clock. Yes, you want to have some order. Makes it a little bit easier if you all turn up at the same place at the same time. But even if you didn't, I would still be speaking to you, and you would hear me in your head or wherever you are. even when you visit your little room. I come in there with you. Sometimes that is the quietest place away from all of the noise of the world. Well, you know that for yourself, that sometimes when you want to get away from it all, you have to go, to the little room. And sometimes the body doesn't have to go as much as your spirit wants to have the quietness. So you go and you take care of yourself, the outer and the inner. One of the things that is a joy is to be able to share your joy with other ones. That is truly why you come together. You think that you come together to hear what wise words I will share with you. But as I have said, I call them forth from you. You are the ones who are making this evening. And there is great joy in it. I always give you my greeting, and it is great joy to be with you once again in this way and to share with you the smiles, the eyes that twinkle, the heart that recognizes its own and goes out beyond and recognizes even strangers, seemingly strangers, and recognizes that everyone who walks amongst you is a friend, a very deep, deep friend. As you were sharing last evening with each other, there was an upliftment, an anointing, if you will accept it, as you were in joy and in love with your partner. As you were sharing from the heart with each one, there was an anointing of the Christ that came forward and was within and between and amongst you in the heart. And you felt this, even though you wondered at first, well, what is the partner going to say, and how long do I have to do this? And after a while, there was no question of separating you two because you were as one. And when the time became late and it was seemingly time to leave, many of you said, well, I'll see you on the morrow and we'll continue. And you found each other today and you continued to share. This week is going to be like that. It is going to be a sharing of the heart where you feel that you want to come alive in that energy. And you are going to take that energy back with you when you return to your geographical areas. You're going to take that energy and it is going to light up the geographical areas as well. Ones are going to see you when you return home and say something is different about you. You used to get upset about time, golden coins, etc. And you say, well, not so much anymore. Sometimes I think about it, but what does that matter? I have seen the Christ, and the Christ is me. And they're going to say, repeat that again. I have seen the Christ. And they'll say, well, okay, I know you were going to a meeting with Jesus. Okay. I have seen the Christ, but the Christ of me I have seen. Perhaps not seen with the physical eyes, but I have seen it with the love of the heart. I have felt a heart opening. And they will understand that when you say, I have been with friends and I have felt accepted, I have felt loved, I have felt joy. And they will say to you, some of them perhaps, Tell me how that feels. I've forgotten. Such as the small ones. They come in knowing their divinity for the most part. And as they grow a bit taller and have the concerns of the world given to them, they may come and they may look into your eyes and they know that the child is well within you. And they will say, either in words, usually in the hugs, tell me about the love and the peace within. Tell me, share with me, who am I? I'm beginning to forget. All of you are that little child. That little child never goes away from you. You are always deep within, you are the little child. That is why you like to write, to think about children's stories that are simple and to the truth. That is why you enjoy being in lighthearted circumstances, because that is where the child can resonate. All of you, I say unto you, I suggest strongly that you speak to your little child every day. First thing upon awakening, say to the little child within you, what shall we do today? Who do you think we'll see? Where do you think we'll go? Remember that excitement when you were a little child and you couldn't wait to wake up? I know that goes away as you get older. Sometimes you say, oh, five more minutes in bed. I'll pull the covers up over my head. 5 more minutes. But no, the little child wants to be out and about and doing. Remember the little child and speak to it often. That little child walks with you throughout every lifetime and wants to be remembered and acknowledged. This week, you are surrounded by little children, and I'm not talking about the stature of the physical, but I'm talking about ones here in this group, but also other ones that you pass in the hallways. They are the little child deep within them as well. So you look at them as you pass them in the hallway. You don't walk with the eyes down and say, Even the ones who get paid the golden coins to serve you, quote unquote, serve you, because you are serving them. You have come on the cruise. You have paid the golden coins. So you are doing your part to serve them, and then they serve you. They also are the little child, and they want to be acknowledged. So you smile at them, and you say, thank you for whatever they do for you, even if it turns out to be, on the first look, not exactly what you wanted. And I know that has happened already, and it will continue a few more times probably. That is human nature. But you will look beyond it, and you will say, the child of me, the Christ of me, greets the child of you, the holy child of you. And sometimes when you get really, really brave, you will say it out loud to one that you know is going to understand. And you say to that one, the child of me, the Christ of me, greets the Christ of you. And isn't it fun? And ones come alive in that energy. Truly, that is what I would share with you this evening. It does not have to be a long discourse. It does not have to be what you see as a very intellectual discourse. I usually do not wax very mental. I like to speak the simplicity of the heart and allow you to come alive in the heart. As I see you here, you are very much alive in the heart. You have enjoyed the encouragement of one speaking to you earlier this evening, one who walks the journey the same as you. You have enjoyed the journey this afternoon, where you had a chance to get in touch with deeper self of you. You are feeling blessed. You will go to your beds this evening feeling how blessed you are, because truly you are a blessing to everyone, yourself included, of course. Use what remaining time you want to in this evening to again connect with your partner. Allow yourself to give the hugs, the heart hugs. That is why you do hugs. It is heart to heart. Do not do the heart, the hugs that reach out. I see this happening in the world. But those of you of the heart family, you do the heart to heart hugs. You want to be up close and personal. And you don't have to stretch out way far away. Even if you do that, the energy from heart to heart still connects. So those of the ones who think they have to hug at a distance, no, their energy is already reaching out. So use the remaining time that you want to in this evening, sharing love, sharing stories, sharing whatever you want to give of yourself to another one. And on tomorrow, we will have great fun with light, with shadows, with light opening, and with transformation within. So be it.